democratic political system in Egypt.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's what the opposition parties, the ordinary protesters, everyone who's taken to the streets for the past several weeks has been demanding. They've been asking for a transformation, not only in the leadership of this country, but in the entire system of governance. For 30 years, this system of government has been built and skewed in a way to favor the ruling establishment. The more they ruled, the more it reinforced it. Now what people are asking for is a dismantling of that system. And that is why people had a strong rejection to Vice President Omar Suleiman perhaps assuming more responsibility. They wanted to see a complete change. And by some estimates, the fact that the military is now in charge through the Supreme Council is perhaps the best scenario in the short term, because there's no doubt that the military now, which controls the country, and now that we've heard from them, is going to play a very instrumental role in how to get to that end result. Now, one of the statements that was just, which is the third communique to come out of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, certainly already indicating some very positive steps. It said that the legitimacy of the people is not above that of the Supreme Council. In essence, the Supreme Council will respond to the demands of people who pushed through this revolution. We saw there that commander who was in charge, who made that statement. He saluted the martyrs. He also paid tribute to President Hosni Mubarak. And so certainly the military already making itself very present and said that it was going to outline the way forward, that it was going to make sure that this country holds free and fair elections, and in the coming days was going to make the process very, very apparent to the country. So certainly a very important development shortly after the departure of President Hosni Mubarak.
It is indeed. Amin, many thanks indeed. I want to bring in another of our...